This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations said Monday COVID-19 could cause an additional 500,000 AIDS deaths if treatment is disrupted long term. It's a warning that the pandemic is jeopardizing years of progress against HIV. At the start of a week of virtual international AIDS conferences, the UN said the world was already way off course in its plan to end the public health threat even before COVID-19. Around the world, the number of infections from the new coronavirus is almost 11.5 million. The U.S. number is close to 2.9 million. Worldwide, more than 535,000 people have died from COVID-19, and that number is around 130,000 in the United States. India reported more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases Monday, pushing its total during the pandemic past Russia for the third most in the world. It now trails only the United States and Brazil in terms of overall confirmed cases. The Greek government said Monday Greece and Britain will fully resume flights July 15th as Athens tries to salvage its all-important summer tourist season. A spokesperson said the government is still monitoring the situation with COVID-19 in Sweden and that it is banning travelers from Serbia until July 15th after the number of cases there rose. A police source tells AFP a bus driver in France was declared brain dead Monday after being attacked for refusing to let passengers board the bus without face masks for safety in coronavirus. The police source says five people are now in custody over the Sunday evening incident. According to the source, the driver tried to keep a man not wearing a mask from boarding the bus with his dog and tried to make four other passengers who had already gotten on without masks get off. From Washington, this is VOA.